This podcast is brought to you by BetRivers. Download the BetRivers app from the App Store or Google Play Store. Must be 21. Available in Ohio only. Void where prohibited. Terms and conditions apply. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Sports gaming is provided in partnership with Dayton Real Estate Ventures, LLC, DBA, Hollywood Gaming at Dayton Raceway.
If you're a tennis fan, you'll love Betting Weekly Game Bet Match on the BetRivers Network. Whether you're a bettor or just love tennis, you'll enjoy the in-depth analysis each week of the tennis calendar. Subscribe to Game Bet Match today from your favorite podcast provider. You're now listening to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole on the BetRivers Network.
I'm about to change your summer. I'm about to kick off your summer. And I don't say this lightly, because I discovered something that has been the greatest food / beverage discovery I've made in the last 20 years. Welcome to the taste of dreams. I'm not being paid to promote this. I just went into the old no frills, and I wanted to give my taste buds a little vacation. So I saw this staring on the shelf, and I'm like, Dano, let's give her a shot. And boy, am I glad I made that leap. What's up, everybody? Welcome to Canada Dry Blackberry Ginger Ale. The Canada Dry flavor scientists deserve a raise. Oh, it's got the nice mouthfeel of a ginger ale, and then the blackberry comes in there. Not overpowering, not overly sweet. But not like a bubbly where you're like, I think I taste a flavor. That's a flavor I taste, I believe. No, there's no guessing. Canada Dry Blackberry Ginger Ale. Oh, boy. My new favorite beverage, the taste of summer. Bumsies! And it's a great aftertaste. You go back and you're like, I want some more of that in my mouth. Put some more on my tongue. And let's be honest with one another. Schweppes, sorry guys, I know you're trying your hardest, but you're garbage. When it comes to ginger ale brands, there's the king of the mountain, and no one else is even on the mountain. Many have tried, but no one can reach the peak that Canada Dry made it to. Deliciousness. Hi, I'm Dan O'Toole. This is Boomsies, a podcast where we review soda flavors. Some call it soda, some call it pop. We call it both in Canada. That's what makes Canada great. You want a soda pop? Sure. Give me one of those Canada Dry blackberries. This is episode 69. Yes. Episode 69. So you're probably wondering, hey, I don't see a lot of those players playing with that number. Oh, there's been two in the NHL. The most notable being Andrew Desjardins. And I looked up the story. And it's the typical one, Steve Webb, who joined us for episode 62. He was given number 62 when he was trying out at training camp for the New York Islanders. And then when he made the big club, they're like, yeah, that's your number. And when you're a rookie, you're like, I guess that's my number. Same thing happened to Desjardins. Had 69 in training camp, and then when he got on the big club, there's even a quote. He said, well, I'm a rookie. I'm not asking for a number change. I'm happy to be there. So wore that when he first went into the NHL and then changed to number 10, and I did some intel. Called up my my buddy Brian Bickle, Stanley Cup winner. No big deal. Said, Bixie, you play with Andrew Desjardins? He said, yeah. Good guy? Yeah. Great guy. That's all I needed. And then I said, Bixie, I got to go. I got to tape this episode. He was busy re-spooling a fishing rod. He had things to do. I had things to do. Bixie playing with his rod. I'm filling my mouth. Oh. And it says limited offer on this Canada Dry Blackberry Ginger Ale. And I always wonder, I'm like, is that a marketing ploy? Is that a, hey, if they think it's going to run out, maybe they'll buy more. And then we say, hey, guess what? We're keeping it because you bought so much. Or is this an actual limited run? Where they're like, we only bought 8 blackberries. Once we're out of those, we're done. So Canada Dry executives, Mr. Canada Dry, keep it going. Going to be a lot of hockey talk on this this episode. There's going to be no guest because we've been running at full speed here on Boomsies. And when we have a guest, everything gets condensed and it's like we're sprinting, kind of like in life. You ever feel like you don't take a second to relax until you lie in bed. And then even then you're like, okay, well, I gotta get ready for tomorrow. Sometimes I feel like that on Boomsies. I'm like, I just want to breathe. I just want to take a second to smell the lilacs, which are out right now. My good friend Chobi sent me a message. She said, shout out to all those who celebrate lilac season, because we can all admit it is the greatest smell that nature produces.
How come you're saying lilacs wrong?
Well, how do you say lilac, Tim?
Lilac.
You don't say, no one says lilac.
It's lilac. Every person, I've never heard anyone say lilac before.
Nope.
Okay.
You say lilac, I say lilac. Lilac. Lilac, let's call the whole thing off. I've never called it lilac in my life. So if you can chime in on how to pronounce lilac, it'd be greatly appreciated. So we're gonna meander through Boomsies here. It's going to be a nice 5-hour episode. Now, it's going to be the typical 40, 45 minutes, but no guest. We're going to get to Boomsies, Newsies. We're going to talk a lot of NHL, starting with the Toronto Maple Leafs. Leafs did it. They made it out of the first round. A lot of great TikTokers out there, TikToks that always make it out onto Instagram. That's how the olds, we're the olds, see them. One guy, he does Austin Matthews. He does all the characters, Nylander, Tavares, and he's like, wait, I didn't know there's a second round. I thought there was just that first round. We're supposed to start playing more hockey here. And then the other one, Sheldon Keefe, after the Leafs lose, talking to the team. Keefe's got holding a golf club. We going golfing, boys? We going golfing? They're very well done. That's the great thing about TikTok. If there is a good thing, The creative juices are flowing on there. So is all your information. All of your information on your phone is over there, is over in China. But if you're a kid, you're like, what? What are you going to steal my bank info? I got no money. What are you going to steal? Nothing. Well, they own that picture of you. I don't care. They can have it. TikTok. Way to go. So the Leafs make it to the second round. And then they're eliminated. We all know that. I watched, actually caught overtime when they lost, as I just made it out of a comedy club with my friend Gavin. So we're like, this is poor timing for this comedy show right in the middle of this hockey game, right in the middle of game five. It was Mark Norman performing at the comedy bar on Danforth. Mark Norman, very funny comedian. It's time to set perfectly. Ends. We walk out. We watch overtime. 5 minutes later, season over. There's a lot of talk about the disallowed goal. A lot of talk about Gudas holding the stick on the way to the net on the winning goal. But come on, Leafs fans. You were down 3-1 in the series. If that was a disallowed goal in game seven, okay. You guys can argue and debate that for the rest of your lives. You were down 3-1 in the series. And for people to think the fix is in on the Toronto Maple Leafs, you don't think Gary Bettman, who you believe has a say on every call that happens in the NHL, that he draws up a script on how to fuck the Toronto Maple Leafs, you are out of your mind. The Toronto Maple Leafs are a story the NHL wants. If there was a team they could hand pick to win the cup, it would be the Toronto Maple Leafs. Do you know how much revenue that would generate for the league? In a revenue-driven league, the Toronto Maple Leafs are a goldmine to win the Stanley Cup. Every owner would hand select the Toronto Maple Leafs to win because of revenue sharing. They are not stacking the cards for the Florida fucking Panthers to beat the Toronto Maple Leafs. So get out of here with the fixes in on the Panthers being Gary Bettman's pick. Not in a million years. Glad we got that out of there. Glad we got that out of the way. Oh, so I posted a video about this Canada Dry Blackberry Ginger Ale, and it was a few days after I did my ranking of berries, because some listener wanted to know my ranking of berries. We went strawberry, raspberry, blueberry, blackberry. I said blackberry, the last on the list. Great taste, but you get stuff in your teeth. So people asked if you get seeds in your teeth from the Canada Dry Blackberry Ginger Ale. No, they strain it. No seeds. It's out right here on the can. No seeds. Okay, continue with the Leafs. People say there are going to be changes. There better be. First change. Don't know if this has been suggested by anyone. But Dubas, hey, the guy's stressed out. You saw his end of season news conference. The guy's stressed to the gills. Jason Spezza, new GM, of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Sales pitch for Jason Spezza. Same sales pitch I gave to be head coach of the Toronto Maple Leafs. Try Spets. What's the worst that can go wrong? You don't win the cup. That's happened with every other GM you've had in the last 50 years. Why not Spets? Next, you have to do a move that the Florida Panthers did with the Calgary Flames. Not earth-shattering, but a groundbreaking trade, maybe an unconventional trade in today's NHL, Huberto for Tkachuk. The Florida Panthers were a great hockey team with Huberto, but they said, we need a culture change. We need a complete change of our identity, and they did that. And I don't know if we need to dissect who won that. The Florida Panthers won that trade. They're in the conference final. And of the remaining teams, Matthew Tkachuk is arguably the biggest star that remains. Who's a bigger name of the four teams remaining than Matthew Tkachuk? He changed the perception of the Florida Panthers. They did that with one trade. So you hear the Toronto Maple Leafs say, we love this group. We want to stay together. Of course you do. You're buddies. I get it. But it's time to get one of those buddies to get out of town. You can make new friends with a new buddy that comes onto the team. But the Toronto Maple Leafs have to look at what the Florida Panthers did and try emulate that. Edmonton Oilers are done. That 10 p.m. start time on a Sunday night. I know it was done because ESPN had Sunday Night Baseball. They wanted the hockey game after Sunday Night Baseball. And then on Twitter, when people were complaining, they're like, wait, there's no other hockey game and the only one's at 10? You get the people saying, sorry, NHL, the world doesn't revolve around the East. Sorry, we like our 8 o'clock start time out here. Are you guys going to go fuck yourself out in the East? It's not all about you. No, you're wrong. People out west that say, oh, this 8 o'clock start time on a Sunday night is great. You either have something medically wrong with you, or you've never been part of a society, or you've never experienced joy in your life. It's like taking the under. You probably take the under on games. Because you move that game up, you've got a 6 o'clock start or a 5 o'clock start on a Sunday night on a, I guess it was really hot because you got the forest fires going on. Hey, we're thinking of you. Stay safe. We have you in our thoughts. But it's a warm night. You've got a 5 or a 6 o'clock start. So you go to the game, and there's nothing better than being on the West Coast and leaving that rink, and you're like, oh, man, we got the whole night ahead of us. Or we get to get home at a reasonable hour. And guess who else is happy? Everyone in the East. And guess what else happens? You grow the game. 99% of kids on the East Coast did not see Connor McDavid, Leon Draisaitl. They were, go bed bye, beddy bed, sleepy sleep. They can't stay up for that. Nope, we love you guys. Nope, that's not gonna happen. The world doesn't revolve around you. Yeah, well, you're dumb. You are an idiot. If you like an 8 o'clock start on a Sunday night, so you aren't racing from work to get to the end. Well, maybe you are. Not every job is Monday to Friday now. But you aren't racing from work to get to that game. A 5 to 6 o'clock. Oh, God, it drives me fucking insane. Need to cool off with some Canada Dry Blackberry. Give your head a shake. Why does it's not East versus West? Why can't we all get along and agree? That's a great start time. I loved it living in LA when there was a 4 or 5 o'clock start. It's the best. Your entire night isn't wrapped up in a game. It's kind of like, oh boy, I get to experience the first part of my day. Then I get to watch a hockey game, and then I can experience the nighttime as well. Life is good. So if you are one of these people or have a friend like that in your life, tell them they're dumb. Although, that's a word not allowed to be used in this house. You're never allowed to call someone dumb, or you're not allowed to call someone stupid. I don't use, like when I said that D word, when I said dumb, I would never call that to someone in their face. I would never call someone stupid. I just find that very condescending. But in this situation, when we have a generalized picture of someone, not a specific person, you can use dumb. So we have four remaining teams now. You've got Florida, Carolina. Okay. And then you got Dallas, Vegas. Saw a great tweet. Someone saying, people always say, hey, you got to grow the game in non-traditional markets. And then you show them the final four teams. And people are like, not that way, though. Well, you can't have it. How else are you going to grow the game? It would have been great. I had Oilers-Leafs final. Yeah, that didn't happen. Will the conference finals and the Stanley Cup final be a ratings disaster? They ain't going to be good. Executives in Canada are not happy. Leafs, once they exited, that's a massive moneymaker out the window. Your last hope, the Oilers, followed right behind them. Without a Canadian team alive in the NHL Stanley Cup playoffs, Canadian TV takes a massive hit. Massive hit as far as ratings go. Just like Gary wanted. That's what Gary wanted. He handpicked those teams. No, he didn't. Gary would want the LA Kings against the New York Rangers if he could handpick an NHL final. That's what he would want. He doesn't get it. Sorry, Gary. And finally, well, not finally, but in my little diatribe about hockey here. My hometown, Peterborough Pete's. Hey, Remy, what's up, bud? Can you just get down? Thank you. Peterborough Pete's. Discussed it last week. Into the OHL final. It's David versus Goliath against the London Knights. They played game 3. At the Peterborough Memorial Center, the PMC, Monday night in my hometown. Series tied, 1 game apiece. I was in the stands for game number 3. And I'm happy to announce, with me in attendance for a Pete's playoff game, they are now 2 for 2. My buddy Perry and I, we sit in our seats for one period, and that period always goes horribly wrong for the Peterborough Petes. And then we go visit my friend George in the restaurant, and then things go fantastically right for the Petes. When we're in the stands, no bueno. Once we move, it's like capturing lightning for those Petes. And I don't know if this is a Dale Hunter tactic because he's the head coach of the London Knights, but or if the Petes goalie did something to the Knights players, but I have never seen a team chirp a goalie as much as I've seen, as much as I saw that happen in game three. Faceoffs next to the Petes goalie, the centerman would be yelling at the goalie the entire time before the puck was dropped. He covers the puck. Defenseman would skate in, start chirping the goalie. TV timeouts, they'd skate down onto his end and chirp the goalie. I don't know if the London Knights always do that, because that's Dale Hunter's style hockey. I was getting anxious for the goalie. I'm like, if he stops this puck, he's going to get chirped. If he gets a whistle, the chirping begins. If I was still a goalie and playing in that game, I'd have to leave the game due to tears. I couldn't take it. So Petes are up 2-1. They won 6-5 in overtime. It's craziness. Love to see it. We're dwindling down our days on the CHL prize pack. It ends with the CHL season. So there's only a couple of prize packs left to be had. Deal is, we give a CHL prize pack of your favorite CHL team. If you have the voicemail or the email of the week, you can email us at let's talk. Remy, please, Remy. So I put out a video and I said Remy needs to learn how to be a cat. And a lot of people chimed in. They said, no, that's how cats are. They keep jumping up. I'm like, no, most cats will sit in your lap or just sit still. Remy doesn't know how. Remy's got ADHD or ADD, the cat version of that. It's like he doesn't have blood in his system. It's just Red Bull or cocaine. Remy might have a dealer. Not sure. He's always hanging out by the door. Remy, get off the freaking crack. That's, I think we figured it out. He's on the whisker sugar. Let's talk at gmail.com. Remy, just please. Oh my God, this drives me insane. 289-796-2001. 289-796-2001. Is the phone number. Here, let's get to the emails here first. Hey, Dan, had to laugh when I was listening to the pod and heard you say that Connor Bedard must have a great PR team because even young girls know about him. If you think he is great, have your daughter show you all the TikToks for Jack Hughes' newly missing tooth. My daughter is... Remy, please. My daughter is 15 and has minimal interest in the NHL. All of a sudden, she's talking about the Devil's Kane series and how devastated she is that Hughes is missing a tooth. I asked her how she knew, and I was inundated with Jack Hughes tooth memorial TikToks. He's an NHL heartthrob on TikTok. Good luck to your Peterborough Petes. We in Windsor have a deeply seated rivalry. Hatred, Remy. We have a deeply seated rivalry hatred with the Knights and would love to see the Petes take the OHL championship. The Hunter's reign needs to end. I can't find any Peterborough swag down here, but I'll wear the Petes maroon in full support. Go Petes, go. Megan. Thanks for your support, Megan. Oh, what the hell happened here? This one got cut off. I got to dial it up on my phone here. Hang on. I knew there was a printing issue with this. Heck, Gmail, don't fail me now. Come on, Gmail. You got this. This is the one time, Remy, you could have really... Okay, here we go. This one from Steve Johnstone. Hi, Dan, or formerly known as Danny. I was going through some old stuff of mine and came across this gem from the 1987 Peterborough Liflock Adam Tournament. Side note, it's one of the most famous tournaments in the country. Played every year in Peterborough, Ontario. While some of the first pages show some future NHL players as participants, including Brett Lindros, Jamie Storr, Jason Allison, and local tough guy Dave Roach, our names both appear towards the back of this document. If this is you, you at least made it to the D division. I appear on the last page of the program in the E division for Northminster United Church. This lack of hockey talent has clearly not held you back on a fine career as a broadcaster. Keep up the good work and the good laughs. Cheers, Steve. P.S. would really like a CHL prize pack, but since moving away from Peterborough now, my adopted team is the Oshawa Generals, who I saw beat McDavid in the OHL Championship on their way to the Memorial Cup. Okay. So attached, he has a picture of the... Man, I'm old. So this program from the 1987 Peterborough Liflock Hockey Tournament looks like it's from 1882. And in it, for Knox United Church, I played for Knox. I also played for Immaculate Conception. And he included the team. And this is, in fact, my team. Danny O'Toole is on there. I don't remember being called Danny. And the reason I know this is my team, I don't remember most of the names on this team, but one stands out, and that being Todd Richard. He was a great hockey player, and he was on our team. I always thought he was like the next Wayne Gretzky. So thanks for sending that in. And we have one more email here before we get to Boomsies Newsies. Dwayne McSloy. McSloyzy. You coming out tonight? Is McSloy going to be there? Ah, oh, shit, bud. He put in brackets here in an evil voice. Dan O'Toole, back to being me. Oh, from the voicemail. We had a voicemail from someone who goes, "Hey, Dan O'Toole." That's what he meant. Well, I was fortunate enough that I was able to take my son to game two of the London versus Peterborough series. My boss had tickets for the game and was not able to use them. She thought of me knowing what a big fan of junior hockey me and my family are. Go St. James Stars and go former star Oliver Bonk. Anyway, she gave me her tickets and wished us a great night. Needless to say, we had an absolute blast as the fun and excitement of a playoff game in the finals is second to none. You could not imagine the look on my face when we got to the arena and saw not one but two VW vans and a Pinto in the visiting team parking. I thought you were just making that up. I also wanted to send out a big thank you to all the Pete's fans. There were many of them around there where we were sitting. I took the time to talk to several of them and asked if they knew you. Most of them had a lot of kind words to say about you, but some guy, I think his name was Dave, said you still owe him $10 from high school. Incorrect. I pay all my debts. Sad it was early September in 1990. It said it was early September 1990, and you wanted to get the fries with gravy from the calf. At that point, I promised him, I don't know how to get a hold of you. So don't worry, I got your back, brother. Maybe this guy did go to my high school, because that was the big dish. Fries cooked in the oven in the St. Peter's High School cafeteria. With gravy, of course. I know this email is nothing special, and my family and myself have been blessed to be surrounded by good people, but if it's worthy of a CHL prize pack, how about a Pete's one, maybe autographed by you and auctioned it off for a charity of your choice? Keep up doing great work. I look forward to your pods two times each week, as they always make me feel better. They are like catching up with good friends, so thank you for that, Dwayne. Dwayner. Thanks, bud, and thanks for being nice to Pete's fans. A few London Knights fans at the Pete's game last night. And no one was going over heckling them. It was all in good fun. We also had one voicemail, but the voicemail machine's not working. Our voicemail playback's not working, so Andrew Z-Money has to read it out. He transcribed it. And can you give us that one, Z-Money?
I sure can. So it came from that effing guy, and he was eating some peanuts while watching the Leafs play, and he wanted to know, in regards to shelled peanuts, do you eat them with the skin on, or do you peel the skin off?
Oh, the skin off, baby. They have that skin, then once it mixes with a little bit of saliva, then it sticks to your teeth, and then you walk around looking like you got no gibbets. You got no giblets in your mug. You don't want peanut skin all over your teeth. What kind of maniac eats it with the skin on? Nah. Also haven't had peanuts in, 20 years. Because they're messy. Even if you have a bowl in which you're sitting on the couch, wherever you're eating them. Sorry, that was the cat again. Just moved the mic. Even if you have a bowl and you're sitting on the couch having them, wherever you're sitting, you're like, okay, I've got everything contained here. You sit up from where you're sitting, and it looks like it was feeding time at the zoo in front of the elephant station. Shells, skins, they're everywhere. It's a horribly messy snack if you get peanuts in the shell. Looks great in the store. You're like, I'm going to pretend I'm at a ball game. Great thing of being at a ball game, you don't have to clean that shit up. And you don't go out of your way to make a mess at a ball game. But when you're eating peanuts, you're like, yeah. They got us covered here. They got brooms. They got to clean the whole stadium. I'm just a small little piece of this mess. And it adds to the stickiness. Although peanuts aren't sticky. Ah, but the peanut shells and stuff immerse themselves in the stickiness, and then they provide grip. It's like I say when I throw gum out the window while driving, my kids are like, you can't do that. I say, what are you talking about? That gum is helping fortify that road. It's making that road stronger. It's going into a crack and making that pavement last longer. They're like, no, it isn't. I'm like, yeah, show me a study that proves me wrong. They can't. I'm right. So Z Money, out of our peanut shell voicemail, we had someone digging into their archives to find an old program, some Connor Bedard stuff, and a fan who went to game two of the Pete's Night Series. What do we got for a winner?
I'm going to go with Steve, who went into the archives and found that book from 1987, a year before I was born. But I got to ask.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm just showing my age here, but do you guys play for your churches as opposed for your cities?
So I grew up, there was a church league. I'm not sure if it's still around in Peterborough. So all the churches had a team. All the churches, there'd be like a St. Anne's. We always thought, oh, man, they got all the money. They always have great equipment and stuff. Knox, Immaculate Conception, St. James. So it's not rep hockey, obviously. So if you play in the church league, it's like you aren't going anywhere in hockey. And that's what I always played when I left where I started hockey in Keene, Ontario. So it was called the church league. And I assume you didn't have that where you grew up, Z-Money?
No, I just played house league. I mean, I sat on the bench for most of it, but yeah, basically the same thing.
So it's exactly the same thing. House league, church league. With the Timbits hockey, I don't know if the church league is done. And then if you played for that church, you had to become a member of that church. So you that was your new praying place. That actually didn't happen. Yeah. I never entered. I never stepped foot in any of the churches I played for. I'm like, you can't convert me. I'm a Catholic, baby. You can put your Knox United over with the other part of Christianity that I ignore all of it now. But that's for another time. Z Money, we haven't done Boomsies Newsies in forever. I've missed hearing your voice. So let's dive into some stories here. Take us away. Lull us into a sense of comfort with those dulcet tones of your voice.
Well, I appreciate the nice words. We are running out of time, so let's just...
Oh, my God! What? Let's zip through them then. Let's give like the one word headlines.
All right, we'll do. So the Sens, according to a report from Bruce Garriock, of the six potential buyers, there's four bids that have been put in, with one of the bids apparently as high as $1 billion.
Okay, I figured that. And Ryan Reynolds' group is out. Do we know which four are alive?
Yeah, so the four bidders include Steve Apostolopoulos, I hope I said that right. He was one of the bidders for the Washington Commanders.
Does he have a celebrity attached with him?
Not that one. Two of the four do. So the two that have the celebrities attached are Jeffrey and Michael Kimmel. So they're former minority owners of the Pens. They have The Weeknd attached to their group. And then Nico Sparks, who's an LA-based producer, he's the one working with Snoop Dogg.
Okay. Of those four, who are you picking?
If we can get Snoop Dogg involved, let's go with Nico Sparks.
Yeah, because no offense to The Weeknd, but he's from Scarborough, so he's probably a Leafs fan. And I know Snoop is like a Ducks and Kings fan, but I think it'd be very entertaining to have Snoop as part of an ownership group of a team in Canada. Like, he would make the Senators relevant. They could do a lot of fun crap. Look at the stuff he's done with Martha Stewart. He advertises Bic lighters with Martha Stewart. Like, Snoop Dogg is as relevant now as he ever has been in his career. And I love the guy. And he's also a smart man. Listen to him talk about business and how artists should be paid. He makes a lot of sense. So, okay. So we're down to four bidders.
We should probably note Weeknd doesn't go by The Weeknd anymore, right?
This is true.
Wait, what?
He's killing off The Weeknd title. He's going to go by his actual...
What's his actual name?
So The Weeknd's actual name, let me just pull this up on Google.
When did this happen?
His actual name is Dan O'Toole.
Yeah. His real name is Abel Tesfaye. I'm not going to... I butchered his last name.
So The Weeknd is dead.
Yeah, wow. Sounds like it.
That's big news here. I know we're breaking that news to a lot of people, a lot of the olds, and I'm one of them. They didn't know this.
Also, on side note, you mentioned Martha Stewart. Did you see she is on the cover of SI?
Okay, let's all admit Martha Stewart. Come on. She's 80?
81, right?
Martha Stewart has it going on.
Yeah, 81 years old, becomes the oldest sports SI swimsuit cover model. Crazy.
Martha, that prison term did her well. I know that was like 20 years ago, but Martha Stewart.
Nothing to do but eat three squares a day and pump iron.
I am a Martha Stewart fan, as are a lot of people after seeing that. Way to go, Martha.
I got one more quick story for you.
Oh, hey, wait. I think I'm not going out on a limb here, but I'm almost positive she's the first person named Martha on the front of a swimsuit cover. Martha.
I have to look up those stats to confirm. Well, maybe confirm on a later date. So the last story, I thought you'd get a kick out of this. There was a fan selling her contacts online because her contacts she wore to a Taylor Swift concert. So she's using use contacts for $10,000 because they saw Taylor Swift's tour. The listing explained that the contact lenses are used, but are, quote, in excellent condition. Dan, we know you're a Swiftie. Are you buying these?
I'm not buying those, but what would be a better thing to sell? Say you go to a Taylor Swift concert. To sell the shirt that you wore to that Swiftie concert, like while still in the stadium, you put that shirt in a Ziploc. And this is the first time I'm voicing this because this is the first time I'm hearing it. And you put that shirt in a Ziploc. So the next time that Ziploc is opened, Remy, please go. The reason being, he climbs up my leg and he claws my leg every time. The first time that Ziploc is opened after that concert is by the buyer. So they are getting the smell of a Taylor Swift concert. So I think that's the better item. And that might actually be that's probably something that's been done before. Look into that Z Money. I bet you that is a segment of the concert experience that people try to sell others on social media. But the contact lenses? No, that makes no sense. Like, you aren't going to... If you put someone else's contacts, you don't start seeing what they've seen in their life. That's not how contacts work. If they did, that'd be pretty cool. That's not how contacts work. And plus, I don't have to get into the whole eye infection and pink eye and all that. Because if you're going to wear those contacts, you're going to get one of those. So, yeah, that's a dumb idea, the contacts. How much are they going for?
A cool
$10,000. Fuck off. Just, no. Go get out of here. Dumb. Oh, you know what? This has been one of the most informative Boomsies episodes ever. We learned about Canada Dry. If you don't enunciate Canada Dry, it sounds like you're shit canned. Canada Dry. That is Canada Dry. We learned to get... I'm not drunk. I don't drink. We learned about Canada Dry Blackberry Ginger Ale. We learned that The Weeknd is no longer. We learned that Snoop Dogg, he's one of the four remaining bids along with The Weeknd for the Ottawa Senators. And we learned about Taylor Swift contacts and how dumb that is. We learned that only two players in the NHL wore number 69. And if you can't leave each day of your life gathering a new piece of information, then what's the point? Get out there. Open your mind. Do some yoga. I love it. I'm a yogi. I always thought it was dumb. People say I'm doing yoga. I'm like, you're a dummy. I wouldn't say that. We already learned that. You don't call someone dumb. Don't call them stupid. I'd say that doesn't work. I do it now. It works. Every single muscle in your body. And of course, when you say you do yoga, people are like, yeah, I know why you're going. I'm not a creep. I'm going to do yoga. Now let's go about our day. We had a chance to relax there. We got amped up at the end because the Z Money had to jump in there and he had to get us our news quick. Very much appreciated. Now go about your day with all this new knowledge and we'll see you back here next week. In the meantime, give someone a hug. Be nice to someone. Be nice to everyone. It doesn't cost you anything.
Welcome to Boomsies with Dan O'Toole. Live from Orno in the heart of Ontario. Oh, baby, Boomsies.
Thanks for listening to Boomsies.